This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. You can remain calm. Oh, my gosh. But the left, they want you to panic. Yeah, they want a couple of one-off races where billionaires like Steyer out of California sunk money in. Remember that Georgia race that they tried to win? We got within 5 points. And they put a gazillion dollars to get some young chump elected in that field. But boy, they have doubled down. They are putting money, and they're winning these individual races. Oh, the Wisconsin race, that's a bellwether for what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen, conservative, God-fearing, military-supporting, police-loving, you know, good conservative citizens. You are about to watch 2018 be year two of devastation for the Democrats. This will be the worst year in their history. It's already brewing up. I don't know if you caught last week, they got all these FISA documents that are leaking. Dan Bongino, a buddy of mine, works for the Secret Service. You guys probably know Dan. Dan and Sarah Carter are talking about these intel reports that are coming out of the House Intel Committee that they say, from a FISA perspective, you know, in terms of this court that's real hidden and nobody knows who gives authorization to do what, they said Barack Obama's butt is going down. Did I tell you this? Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't want to get preachy this early in the program. I'm glad you guys are here, by the way. For the newbies that are listening, my name is Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can also call us, 844-551-8255. I told it you. I did. I told you. I warned you. I said 2018 will be devastation for the Democrat Party. I'm not an ideologue that wants to see these guys go down. I don't care. Quite frankly, I would love to see these guys come correct and get on, join the bandwagon of being supportive of humans, particularly those that live in America. Look, I'm all about the human race. I want people to be treated great all over the world. In that regard, we are probably all globalist, right? And as we start to you know, filter in or you know, look at the rings, if you will, of the world, the closer you get to home, the more homey you feel. I'm using my finger quotes because I guess kind of use the word out of context for some of them white folks out there listening to the program. But you get what I'm saying? For example, I'm going to tell you the people I care the most about, all right? I mean, I care about you guys, but I care about the people that are right in my life. You know, your kids, your grandkids if you have them, your best friend, your spouse, your mate, whatever, your girlfriend. Those are the people you care the most about. And then you peel back the onion a little bit, and then suddenly you got people that are around them, people that you've met through them. Oh, Kevin, you remember that guy I brought over to your house, Bill, that's been to the barbecue a couple times, or, you know, that? Yeah, he died. Oh, my gosh, Siri, oh, my goodness. Well, we'll send him some flowers. And, you know, so you have these associates. You have friends and family. So let's just do it this way. You got family. Then you got your friends, and sometimes your friends can be like family, right? Then you've got associates, people that you interact with all the time. Hey, little Billy's daughter's going to be in the ballet. Kevin, can you make it? Yeah, you know what? I'm going to try to make that. So you care about them. You ain't worried about the ballet in Africa. You know, some little kid doing a show, you know, for his school. Little Mbuku's going to do his African dance. Well, I have to catch it on YouTube, you know? But there's only so much. So as you expand your universe, the noise gets lower and lower and lower. Pretty soon you can't hear it. Doesn't mean you don't care. People come up with a story. Oh, so-and-so was rescued. 13 kids were rescued from their family who wasn't feeding them. And we're all, oh, my gosh, it's horrible. But it isn't as horrible as if it were somebody you knew. So that's just the nature of the beast. You care more about what's, you know, right there with you. So let's look at our little world here. How much do I care who wins the next curling championship in Scandinavia? Not a whole lot. Even though I will tell you, I watch that boring sport. Yeah, but I don't care. If Finland wins this year and Norway doesn't get it, okay. You know, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But let me tell you, when I look at, you know, the World Cup, or I look at, you know, the Ryder Cup in golf, I want to beat those Europeans. Why? Do I have a stake in it? Am I getting a piece of the purse? You know, when these guys win, are there bragging rights in my local golf league? I got nothing. But I want to win. Why? Because I'm American, and my team, the Americans, are playing against those Brits, those international dudes, right? All of them. We, America against the world. And I'm for them. The Presidential Cup, the Sondheim Cup, it doesn't matter. The Olympics, I cheer for the Americans. That's the way we work. That's the way we're, and it isn't that you hate the other people. It's just that, you know what, this is my team. And what the left wants to do is they want to beat that out of you. Who do you want to love America? So look, these clowns, we don't have an ideology. I want to win for our country. When the stock market rises, I don't go, I hope only conservatives make money. I hope everybody earns money. And when the job markets are down, I want everybody employed. I'm not looking at it. I just want black people employed. I just want women in charge and employed. I just want, you know, Mexicans. No, I want everybody to benefit. Everybody who's legally here and contributing to this country to benefit from its policies. But I don't want Muslim terrorists benefiting. I don't want them setting up rules in no-go zones that I can't go to. I don't want black thugs ruling areas of the country that I can't even approach. I don't want women in charge just because they want to be women so that they can then be misandrous and hate on men. I don't want that. I want people who look at individuals as human beings and say, you know, Kevin, I'm going to offer you this job. So-and-so, I'm going to do this for you, whatever. That's what I want. That's not an ideologue. As much as I can't stand these stupid leftists because of their ideas, the things that they want to implement that add nothing to the fabric of this country, I wish them no harm. Don't think it works the other way. Don't even think about reading my emails. One of these days, somebody will probably publish them. One of my guys told me, he says, Kev, I really wish you wouldn't, you know, fight back so hard against these leftists, man. It's just not godlike. And unless I said, dude, hey, you know, I ain't God. If I was perfect, God wouldn't be working on me. He's working on me, but I'm going to fight. Publish them. I don't care what people... Oh, Kevin, you cursed this guy. Yeah, you doggone right I did. And there's a reason. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. There is a thing called the calm before the storm. The calm before the storm. And I will tell you, there is no calm happening on the left with the Democrats. They are in a sheer panic. Publius Syrus said, anyone can hold the helm when the sea is calm. See, Barack Obama held the helm, and I'm not going to say it was a calm per se, but it was calm in comparison. Oh, and you say in comparison to what? In comparison to 9/11 attacks by under George Bush, an economy that, you know, the stock market went down to 7,000, and we had security issues that we didn't know how to deal with. Everything leading up to that, from Bush inheriting what he inherited from Clinton, which, by the way, was a good economy because of the Newt Gingrich Congress. But outside of that, he inherited a mess. Terrorism on the rise. I've given you guys the statistics. By the year 2000, we stopped having terror attacks by the dozens in that decade to having thousands per year. Suddenly, the world was in a really chaos. And it culminated with those idiot Muslims flying those planes into the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and boom, game on. And so Bush put a lot of energy into that. I'm not excusing his, you know, lack of fiscal responsibility or anything, because I'm telling you, I look back on Bush and go, he was a bad president. He chose bad people. He chose rhinos. And he really put leftism on steroids, believe it or not. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how that occurred. It's that it occurred. And what happened then is we get Obama. And everybody felt like the seas were, you know, things were going to calm down. We would be able to get the economy in check. Well, we did. He spent $10 trillion to get an economy moving that had spent $10 trillion in debt when he got it. So he doubled that. He increased the deficit. I mean, every year, I mean, by mega billions of dollars. Trade went, you know, I mean, our trade policy stunk. Why? Because Barack Obama just thought he was on calm seas. He kept the same policies. He didn't do anything to get China in check, to get Mexico in check, to get Canada in check, Japan, all these countries that are feasting off of our economy. He did nothing to get them in check. This guy did more to essentially make America have to fight decades of wars than any president probably in history. Who sells your mortal enemy your uranium? Who allows that to happen? Who sends billions of dollars to a country who's trying to build a nuclear weapon, who has essentially said, we're doing this so we can wipe you out? Who does this? A person who sees what he's got and says, you know what, these are calm seas. I'm going to implement things to crush this economy. Anybody else would have come in here and said, holy cow, George Bush has exploded the deficit. He's exploded the debt. We are less safe today, even with Homeland Security. Oh, by the way, we've got the potential for this the Patriot Act, to spy on Americans. But what did Obama do? No, I'm going to take advantage of this stuff. He started this, what do you call it, the civilian army that was going to be bigger than the regular military. Do you know that still exists? I think they call it the CNSF. So I'll look it up just to make sure, but it's something along those lines. It still exists to this day. We're still funding that nonsense. We're going to put a petition to President Trump to drop that immediately, to get rid of it. We don't need a civilian army bigger than our military. We have the National Guard. We have militias. And despite what the left tells you, these men and women out there who are willing to take up arms and protect America, you better be glad they exist. You better be glad they're out there. Those old corn-fed white boys with two teeth are willing to fight and give their lives for you. And you know what Hollywood does? You know what the D.C. crowd does? These jet setters, these East and West Coast people do? They ridicule these folks. They ridicule the Midwesterners who will gladly face any enemy, foreign or domestic, without even knowing what a cocktail-sipping, weenie-roasting leftist looks like. That's what I'm talking about. You people that I absolutely admire, the type of people that I grew up with. Country boys. What's this in my mouth? Making me talk funny. Yeah, so what we're going to teach you today, and I think what I want to focus on is calm. Now, the ancillary of that is panic. And the left are panic. Now, they want you to panic. They're saying things like, Trump's not going to build that wall. Did you hear that? Trump's not going to build that wall. So they're panicking. They want you to panic, but they're panicked because he is going to build that wall. Donald Trump had to come out and tweet, don't believe these clowns. He's saying, he made his tweet with something along the lines of, we're going to build the wall everywhere we can build a wall. We're not going to build a wall where there's a mountain. We're not going to build a wall where there's a huge river or something. I mean, I don't know all the different details, but he says, wherever we need that wall, we'll build it. And then we'll monitor anywhere, you know. So he was saying, don't believe the hype. When I finish with you today, I'm telling you, if you don't believe in your heart that the left are so scared they don't know how to act, sure, they want a couple of races, have them. Watch what happens in 2018 in November. Watch what happens. They can't even plan that far ahead. You're going, what are you talking about, Kevin? They can't. They are in such a panic. They've got issues with these FISA warrants. They've got issues with every scandal that Barack Obama said in his scandalous organization didn't occur. They've got issues trying to cover. I want you to think about how much work goes into covering up your lie. Whether it's Benghazi, whether it's the VA scandal, whether it's the IRS. I'm not saying Trump's looking at all these things. I'm saying in what they've asked us to investigate, what they've asked Robert Mueller to investigate, they've weaved a tangled web, a web of deceit, and now it's backfiring. And I'm going to share with you what my buddy Dan Bongino talked about, and also Sarah Carter, that came up last week that's got the Democrats shaking in their baby seal leather boots, and rightfully so. They are finally about to be exposed. The Congress is calling for release of documents that are going to shake the foundation of the Democrat Party. You, my friends, can calm down. And there's a peace in that. There's a peace in understanding that you only fight for righteousness. You're not, I don't want to see the Democrat Party go down per se. But what I want to see is I want to see the crooks that have tried to steal an election, that have tried to negate you in every turn. Valid voter ID, driver's license to fake, you know, they don't want valid voter ID, driver's license to Mexican nationals and anybody else. All in pursuit of a crooked ideology that's about to be exposed in ways you don't even imagine. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Back, everybody. So I mentioned that there's pretty much been described devastating FISA document implications that actually point the finger at Barack Obama, and that's coming up, and we'll talk about it. But here's what I want to mention before we get into that. I want you to think about the mentality of the leftists who truly believe they're in the right. Now, we on our side say to ourselves, Donald Trump did nothing wrong. The Republican Party didn't collude to win the election. In fact, quite honestly, I don't know how we ever win because the Democrats cheat their butts off. But we didn't collude with the Russians, and there's no mass cheating. We're not looking to stack the deck in terms of illegals voting and things like this. I mean, we could go on and talk about how all the things that are there. And so I want you to consider everything that has to happen for the Democrats to win, where, because we accuse them of cheating all the time. But here, how do we say they cheat? We say, well, they're bringing in these illegals and double registering voters and things like this. Now, we're rarely accused of that. What they accuse us of is they say they're voter suppression. They don't want to let people have valid vote. You know, they want to require valid voter ID because they know that will depress the vote. So they say we're oppressors and we're keeping people from doing things. Now, I want you to just think in the civilized world how you could keep someone who's motivated to vote and all they got to do is get an ID, the same thing they need to get beer, you know, liquor, fly, all the different things. And they say that's oppression. And then we say, but wait a minute, you're moving people around, busing in churches and things like that. Do we ever get accused of busing in voters to flip an election? The answer is no. How many election fraud deals have you seen us be involved in? Do we accept foreign money? Do we, have these elaborate, dinners? And I know the at the highest level we do have these dinners, but I'm saying when you look at the types of activities that the Democrats have in comparison to us, where they have Hollywood-level fundraisers, it seems like on an everyday basis, but there's no comparison. There's no comparison to the money that comes in from the left to influence elections. That's why I said they can be happy about winning Wisconsin or winning Virginia or whatever. That's individual elections where people pour money in. These guys rally. They cheat. They do everything. They connive. And all we do is go, well, we'll see what happens. So, but all that said, I want you to ask yourself, what happens when these guys figure out that they've been wrong? When they find out that Barack Obama was somehow complicit in exactly what we just talked about with FISA, that Hillary Clinton and her team really did collude. I'm just telling you, I talked about 2018 being a bad year for Democrats in general, and particularly for Obama, and I used something from Tony Schaefer, who's a Fox News analyst like myself, and he says, a few months after liberals were laughing at Trump over the claim that Obama wiretapped them throughout the elections, Trump finally obtained his exoneration. And this is actually true. Obama did really wiretap Trump through the presidential campaign. Tony Schaefer, previous intelligence official, now exposed Obama, blaming him that this is not just a federal offense, but could lead to Obama getting felony charges. Schaefer's terrible statement about Obama's future is quite shocking, especially through the minds of liberals all over America. Now, just stopping there for just a second. I know people are like, okay, it's a felony. Is Obama going to get charged? Quite frankly, I don't even care about that. There's a bigger implication. If Obama can be in prison, he says it might be the first time an ex-president could be accountable for a criminal offense. I believe it is really possible he acted outside of the range of his responsibilities. This is Schaefer still saying this in an interview. Of course he did. He explained that Obama utilizing government assets to wiretap Trump for the purpose of having Hillary in the office, because he wished that by doing so, he would generate dirt on Trump to destroy his presidential race, obviously is a crime. Now, the left say, that's a lie. You guys are trying to, you know, influence us and make us believe this, that, and the other. And they say, that's Fox talk. That's what Fox News would say. I want you to stop and ask yourself for 1 second, what are these clowns going to say when the truth comes out? Because it's about to come out. And many of you guys were, it isn't out yet, but many of you have been naysayers, and I've been telling you in 2018, the truth is going to come out. 2017, Trump said, look, I got to have a track record. I got to have something that you go, man, this dude is good. So he focused on the economy. Good for him, because it's inarguable that this is one of the best economies in the history of this nation. He's got this thing humming. He's got leftist companies coming back going, shoot, man, we better get in on this gravy train. Why do I need to take my money thousands of miles away, have to deal with all the issues of other governments when I know this government? It's kind of like saying you had a girlfriend, she wasn't that bad, but she started getting a little needy. So you said, you know what, I'll have this long-distance relationship for a bit. And the next thing you know, a girlfriend comes back and she says, hey, you know, I'm really sorry. I was too needy. And, you know, if you'll give me another shot, I'll prove to you that I can be the girl that you met. And you do, and you find out, holy cow, she really is. That's what's happening. Or boyfriend, for you ladies out there. There's a lot of ladies. But you get what I'm saying. So, Donald Trump focused on this economy. Yeah, was he putting out fires with Russia and China and trade and international policy? Absolutely. Did he put NATO on notice? Absolutely. Did he say to Middle Eastern countries, you're going to handle terrorism because we're going to be focusing on our economy, and in the meantime, bringing back these fat deals for the military and so on and so forth? Absolutely he did. And you know what else he's managed to do that nobody's talked about? What's the debt? Have we talked about the debt going to $22 trillion? Under Trump? No. It's steady. It's steady. It's not growing. In fact, it was negative. He had taken money off the debt. Do you think the media talks about that? So Trump focused on the economy. And now, stock market's booming. Companies are coming back. He made a liar out of Barack Obama, a bald-faced liar, and everybody associated with him. They said he can't bring, man, he can't keep companies in America. They're going away. Trump says, I'll keep them, and not only that, I'll bring some back. How about that? You ready to go all in? So he focused on it. He needed wins, and he needed easy wins. And here's what you can rely on. Let me calm down. I want you to be calm. Trump can do this in his sleep. He hasn't even started working hard. Y'all think I'm joking. I'm not even kidding you. I know guys like him. This is 101. He hasn't gotten to 201 and God forbid 401 if you're in college, you know what I'm talking about. He's still freshman level stuff. And so now, when you look at everything that's going on, he's got credibility. He's told you the media lies. They will not tell you the good news. They don't want you to know everything I'm doing because it will destroy their narrative. And when he's done with them, he can focus on this other stuff. And this other stuff is big. Let me just tell you. The man who boasted of transparency as a hallmark to his presidency showed anything but that. Obama told you exactly what his administration was when he commented that his administration was scandal-free. Let's all do it together. Whatever the left tells you is exactly opposite. He knew his administration was full of scandal. And so my buddy Dan Bongino, he was on Fox News and he said, look, this FISA report that's going to come out, he says, this is a quote, take it to the bank. The FBI FISA docs are devastating for the Dems. The whole image of a benevolent Barack Obama they disingenuously tried to portray is about to be destroyed. The real Obama, the vengeful narcissist, is going to be exposed for all to see. I feel like I'm reading biblical prophecy. Dan, you know, he's on the inside of this stuff. Former Secret Service agent, turbo Barack Obama. And he's got no, let me tell you, Bongino's got no vendetta. He's not, you know, like mad at these guys for anything. He would have taken a bullet for that fool. But he also knows the truth. He knows how government runs. And he's tried to run for office a few times himself and failed. But I'm going to tell you, he's spot on with this. The Democrats are so panicked. I'm just telling you, you don't even want to know what's going on in D.C. on their end. And here's the good news. They have no way to keep this tempest in the teapot. None at all. This is done. And I'm going to tell you why in just a second. And it has to do with the courage that it takes to finally say we're going to confront these things. And to understand it, you're going to lose some power, if you will, in government. But by exposing it, the people that help are going to gain a lot of power. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. How bad is this memo that broke on Friday that has been the talk of the weekend? That what's the hashtag? Release the memo. Hashtag Obamagate. This is what I told you was going to happen, folks. Welcome back. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I don't want to sound like I'm a psychic or anything, but I very well could be. I got lots of skills. This is huge. Forget DACA. Forget the election of 2018. What did I tell y'all? What did I tell you? Let me just tell you the pieces I've written, the articles I've written over the past, 2 weeks? I told you. Donald Trump backed the left into the corner on DACA. He pitted illegals against the military. He made these guys make a decision. And unlike the typical response of Republicans, he says, look, you want to shut down government? I'm going to make it about the military. You've seen what happened to the football players. Hello, Colin Kaepernick, are you there? Have you heard anything about that fool in 2018? The answer is no. And you won't. His career is over, and so is the Democrats. DACA will be done the way President Trump wants it. Now, that being said, he will take a look at how some of these kids got to the United States, and he's going to have a humanitarian answer to that that's going to satisfy a lot of leftists. They won't just get automatic citizenship. They're going to have to do some certain things. But don't think for one second he doesn't see the humanitarian effort that needs to go into that in total immigration reform in a good way that's permanent, that doesn't allow people to come into our borders. He's already won this war. It is done. And by the way, I told you guys, don't worry about Robert Mueller.
Kevin, he's picking a team of people and blah, 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 all Hillary people.
I said, good. I told you. I said, Donald Trump is a lot smarter than the left believe him to be. That is the worst thing you can do is underestimate somebody. Take it from a fighter. Take it from a dude who trains, and you go into the gym and you go, oh, look at that little short dude. He, you know, whatever. That little girl, she ain't a... Get in there and watch him. You find out they've been training for 18 years and know how to whoop some butt. That's what... You don't take anybody for granted. They took this man for granted. And what's interesting is they took a billionaire graduate from Wharton, a self-made billionaire, they took him for granted. Does that tell you what they thought about you? Man, this is huge. This is big beyond belief. Comey's going to jail. Hillary Clinton, most of her staff going to jail. Barack Obama is likely to, there's going to be something that happens. I don't know if they want to put him in jail, but he's going to get the worst type of treatment as an ex-president. He will make Richard Nixon look like a choir boy when it's all said and done. And it's funny, I got a couple of leftists sending me private messages, DMing me on Twitter. Hey, Kevin. Hey, y'all are just over there all exuberant over nothing. You ain't, this is much ado about nothing. Let me tell you how much ado about nothing it is. Democrats don't want it out. Play that clip.
What he said this morning, the Democrats decided to vote against releasing this memo. That's number one. Number two, when I was in the room, and I've heard from other members of Congress, when they were in the room, there were no Democrats who actually came down to look at this memo. So they were so interested in the Russia collusion story until their Russia collusion story actually started unraveling. So now that we have some information that is being provided to every member of the House, they are unwilling to release it or to even look at it. I think what the American people will find is that they're going to be shocked by this memo. I invite everybody to use the hashtag release the memo. I hope all of your viewers start with the release the memo, because we need to push our House leadership to do this. And I believe that they want to do this. I hope that they do and that they stand with the American people.
Welcome back, everybody. This is so shocking. This memo that's going to come out is so shocking that the Democrats don't want it out. The Republican leadership is having to take pause in releasing it because, to be honest with you, they're going, we could be a one-party government for quite some time. Don't be fooled by this. This is huge. This is going to point the finger at so many people and so many things inside, so many departments inside of our government that we've grown up trusting. That the Republicans are afraid to do this. They're going, we have to really gingerly think about how to do this. The other part of it is the holy grail of political fodder. It is the holy grail. You couldn't ask for, it would be like stealing the team's playbook, breaking the knees of their top players, and getting away with it. Or getting the entire team sick. Maybe that's a better metaphor. I'm just telling you, this is huge. It's bigger than you can even imagine. Dan Bongino, I was talking about him early. Dan said, you can take this check and cash it. The Democrats are in full-blown panic right now over the Obamagate scandal that's about to become a nightmare for them. Watch them scurry like roaches when the lights come on. That's what he said. Then he says, release the memo. Watch the rats run away like the cowards they are. Your mind's going to be blown. Your eyes are going to be open to both the power of the federal government and the vengefulness of an Obama administration hell-bent on destroying Trump. Remember what, Valerie Jarrett said. When you cross us, we get you. Valerie Jarrett and that whole administration are the most vindictive. They want you, and they will make you suffer. Maxine Waters talked about Barack Obama's database on everybody and all this stuff. Let me tell you, this is bigger than his database. This is bigger than anything. There are going to be heads rolling all over D.C. It's going to look like a freaking ISIS invasion of that city when it's all said and done. Remember Eric Holder and Comey tweeting all these, you know, sayings from people, you know, Bible quotes and stuff? I told you all you needed to know. For Obama and his minions, folks, to get away with all these scandals, it was imperative that Hillary Clinton win that election. Imperative. Her loss shocked the Democrats. Not because it was to Trump. It shocked them because they were like, how could we possibly lose given everything we did to stop this man? How is that even humanly possible? FBI, media, they had hit campaigns. Those hit campaigns continue to this day. Oh, Donald Trump pays off prostitutes. Yeah, right. Yeah, pays them off with dinner and limo drives and private planes. Shoot, there's a lot of dudes going, hey, Donald, you know what? If you're a little gentle with me, I'd be your girlfriend for a week. Shoot. Not me. No, not me. Don't be looking at me. I want you to imagine for just a second the level that you'd be willing to go to cover up all the scandals that you were involved in that you claimed didn't happen. And the reason why Barack Obama goes, you know, my administration is scandal free. Yeah, we you know, knock on wood. Because he knew he covered everything up. Fast and Furious, killing vets, IRS, Benghazi, you name it. They just covered it all up. Bringing in, sending money to Iran, the Uranium One deal. What would you do to cover up the, I mean, it's almost incredible to believe that America would allow Hillary Clinton to broker a deal to give 20% of our resources to the Russians, and everybody know how much money flowed through the Podesta group in the Clinton administration, and we're supposed to go, no, it was on the up and up. I mean, I don't see any collusion there. I don't see any influence with Hillary Clinton or anything. I mean, that just happened. You'd have to be a brain-dead moron, a.k.a. leftist, to even fathom that there was no shenanigans happening there, no skullduggery. We're about to learn some stuff, boy, that is going to blow your minds. Yeah? They're going to leave, this scandal is going to leave so many Democrats soul-searching. And I will tell you this, I don't often feel sorry for Democrats, but here's why I do. Many of these people believed in the people that they trusted. They really did. Because we've been taught that. Look, you've got an ideology that says be this way. It's like Reagan. I was a staunch. You couldn't convince me Reagan wasn't a great guy. You know, he demonstrated it. But I'm saying they think Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, they're people, millions of them. Delusional that believe these people to be good folks doing the right things, and they're about to get their dreams destroyed, particularly blacks and women. Now, white people, oh, Comey was, you know, he was in collusion, he was doing that. Hey, that's par for the course. Nobody thinks that's like Bernie Madoff cheated, whatever. But when you start looking at the icons, the Jackie Robinson of presidents, theoretically, at least for the left, what are you going to say when they figure out that he was a scumbag, a total scumbag? What are you going to tell these kids that idolized Barack Obama? That generation of kids. What are you going to tell these women, these young girls that think they idolized Hillary Clinton?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.